Hello and welcome to the I Discover interview series. Today we're here with Gal Stiglitz, the founder and CEO and chief of philosophy at iDiscover 360. iDiscover's mission is to enable people to live more fulfilled, purposeful and inspiring lives. They design and deliver cutting-edge personal development solutions for individuals, for teams, but also for businesses to help them make the most of their human potential. Today, we're going to be taking a focus look at how to resolve conflicts effectively in businesses with internally and externally. Gal, over to you.
Thank you for the question, Nick. Okay, so when we talk about conflicts, let's understand first, let's try and understand what is conflict? Why is it arising? Why conflict show up to begin with? From observation, you can see that conflict arise when a party, you have two parties who are now interacting with one another, two parties, two people, two businesses, whatever it is, two departments. And when one of them will perceive that the things that are important to them are being threatened, the things that are valuable to them are being threatened, or not being fulfilled the way they expected it to be fulfilled, and now it's creating for them like some kind of a waste on the things that are important to them, frustration will start to build up, and they will go into some kind of a defensive, offensive mode toward the parties that they perceive now is threatening the fulfillment of that value, of that thing that's important to them. So when you start to have this party going into this mode of defensive offensive because the thing that's important to them is not being fulfilled, it's very likely that the other party, yeah, will now respond with, you know, with also defensive offensive mode. And soon you have like this buildup of tension and emotional charge that will come on top of it. And the conflict is just like becoming more and more dense, right? So that's the dynamic of classical conflict. And before you know it, these people, you know, these parties are ready to, you know, demolish one another. So that's the dynamic. Now, if you want to diffuse conflict, if you want to resolve conflict, what do you do? The first thing you need to be able to ask yourself is, are you in the business of being right or being smart? Is it really that important you to be right about everything and everything to go your way, or you want to be smart? Now, why this question is important? Because you need to realize, as long as you do business with these parties, with these businesses, as long as you, it's wise for you to make it work. It's wise for you to make it, you know, not to be right, but to be smart and make it work. So you have two empowered choices here, right? Two empowered choices to make. Either you stop doing business with this party because it's going to have a lot of time and energy to do business with them. Or if you choose to do business with them, if you think, like, okay, I want to continue to do business with them, then it's wise to put time and energy about shifting, you know, yourself from being right to being smart. Okay, so that's the two choices you have. Because when you think about it as a business, how much energy and time and money you are wasting being, you know, being right coming, you know, arguing and being, you know, and fighting and you know, all this dynamic is so wasteful. So that's the first thing. So that's where you get your motivation. Okay, now when you have the motivation to resolve the situation, the way to get to the bottom of it is to be really, really clear on your set of priorities, on the things that are important to you to get from that you know, from that business, from that, you know, relationship, and to evaluate it and clarify again to the other party what is actually important to you. So they maybe, because maybe they just don't get it. Maybe they misunderstood what's important to you. Okay, so that's one thing. The second thing is to understand the party you are dealing with, what is important to them. You know, they have also a set of priorities. They also have a set of values. And if you don't understand the values of the party you are dealing with, the likelihood of going into conflict is higher. Because by you're not going to notice and you're going to push a button for them just by not noticing, and it's already bringing something really heavy and dense into the dynamic. So taking the time and the energy to evaluate what's important to you and communicate it, taking the time and the energy to evaluate what's important to them, and you know, and reassess your communication with them based on that, that will be super helpful.
Very useful. These interviews are just a taster of what iDiscover does. And in that extent, we're doing many of these calls. But for more information, people can go straight to your website and find out more, which is www.idiscover360.com. And on the website, people can book in with one of your trained coaches for a 20-25 minute discovery call. Could you just very quickly tell me what people would get out of that phone call?
Yeah, this phone call, one way or another, will help you to clarify for yourself what is that will help you to go to the next level. So just to invest the time and the energy in a interaction like that help you to get clear for yourself what is that you actually need to focus on to in order to get to the next level in your life is really valuable. You know, you don't need to, there's no commitment, you don't need to necessarily continue doing it with us, but just for yourself to get clarity on that, I think it's a good investment of your time. So why not?
Yeah, why not? Very good. Thanks very much for your time today, Gal. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Nick.